Hey everyone, today I've been thinking about the balance between growth and life and how often, and especially in our culture, there's just everything is about growth. Growth, 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 growth. There's a growth conversation going on that, always, and it's quite aggressive that that everything has to grow, healthy things grow, blah, 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 blah. And I get it. I totally get it. And I'm with it and with everyone on it that... but I just want to speak a little bit of health and context and understanding to it, because people can get a little bit megalomaniac and intense on growth. Everything has to grow. Healthy things grow, which I understand. And the freedom and the exhilaration that comes as someone or something in your life is growing, the sensation of that is amazing. But it's not absolute. And that's what I wanted to talk a little bit about today. Growth is not the penultimate in all contexts. And it shouldn't happen at all costs and to the death of everyone involved. But managing the tension between the growth of something and it's actually the or the dilution of the intensity of an idea when things scale is something that needs to be given attention to. And also the life force that is emanating from something. So to me, there's this balance and this tension between growth and life, and something that needs to be walked out. Because you think in every situation and circumstance, you look around, growth is not, it doesn't just keep going at the same rate. So a tree is, you know, it's supposed to grow. It's got nourishment and nutrients, and it grows and it builds and it develops things as it grows. And in the cells of it, it still has the cells to develop the trunk or the stem and the leaves and the fruit and all that kind of stuff. However, when it gets to a certain size, again, the healthier the tree we don't see them now at a kilometer high, 5 kilometers high. So growth does not continue. It actually it gives a healthy tree, and a healthy growth rate actually gives birth to new life. And it's so if something's alive and it's the life continues and it seeds and gives other life to other things, but they're actually contained within a unit. The human body's the same way. A healthy human body doesn't just keep growing. I mean, it grows, develops new cells. There's life that continues, and that's cyclical. But it doesn't just keep growing bigger and bigger. And the healthier a person is, they don't get to 3 meters high, 4 meters high, 10 meters high. You know, the wisest and oldest person on the earth is not 100 meters high. So there's a growth thing because of I get it. There's cells that die off and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm talking about, that there's actually a healthy frame and life force that happens within concepts or ideas or people, trees, all that kind of stuff. A drink is the same thing. I can make a drink instead of 1 liter of pure good drink. I can make it 3 liters by adding water, but there's more drink, but it's diluted. It's not the same thing. Or an idea is the same. Sometimes in people's desperation to get something to an idea to grow and scale, is they actually, it ends up diluting because they make compromises and things like that. So what I like to just add into that in my own understanding and perspective is a thing called fractals. And fractals happen in nature where there's a shape, but at scale it's measured, in its smallest measure it's still that shape, and that's still that plan, like a snowflake or other things like that. But then at a bigger dimension, it still looks the same, but on a larger scale. So there's the similarities in the small details of its structure viewed at any scale, and they repeat in elements in the overall pattern. And so that's, again, when we're looking at, when we're heading into our work day, I was thinking about this on my way to work today. It was just like, man, you know, everyone's wanting things to grow, and I get that, but I definitely want it healthy as well. And I also, you also understand that there's limitations to the frame of things where they actually need to fractal off and start again or reseed. And so a healthy life doesn't mean that suddenly you've got a gazillion kids. There's family units, there's individuals, there's family units, and then there's tribes and communities of things, there's towns, there's cities. A city that is healthy just doesn't mean it's going to continue to grow at, you know, 100,000, half a million, a million, 20 million, 100 million, a billion, 50 billion people in a city. Doesn't mean it's healthier or better or there's more life. It's just, again, understanding when the frame of things and in your business or your life or your family, making it healthier, making sure that the intensity of that life force is good and healthy and strong and nutrient rich. But at the same time, just adding that, I just wanted to splice that into, I guess, what I've been thinking about within growth and actually the life force and how they work together. And so I hope things are growing and full of life today for you, and talk again soon. Bye. continuing on the thoughts about growth and life force and the size and frame of things and units of measure, there's also things like there's been studies of the size of social interactions and groups and tribes. They call it a Dunbar's number, which is a suggested kind of cognitive limit to the number of people with whom one can maintain stable social relationships where the individual knows each person and how each person relates to each other. Numbers first proposed by this British anthropologist whose name was Robin Dunbar, and found there was a correlation between the brain size and average social group size. By using average human brain size and other primates and things like that, he was, in extrapolating the results, he proposed that that humans can comfortably maintain only about 150 stable relationships. And Dunbar explained that informally, as the number of people that you would not feel embarrassed about joining uninvited for a drink if you happen to bump into them in a bar. And so there's other applications to that. I think it was the North Face, the company The North Face that does all that adventure gear and stuff. I'm pretty sure it was them that they would only set up a factory, manufacturing plant or a unit of only up to about 150 employees in one unit, and then they wouldn't actually build a bigger plant. They would actually build another section so they would only allow people to be gathering in those kind of groups, because after that, it's not that people can't gather in groups beyond that, but after that, it just generally requires that there's a lot more restrictive rules and laws and enforced norms to maintain a stable, cohesive group. And so that's where suddenly just things that happen naturally, natural interactions, suddenly now need to be a bit more mechanized and formalized. And so that's where this comes into play. And so I think of that often in life, and family, and then workplace, even there's social groups and churches and things like that. There's the same. There's these natural gravitations that towards certain sizes and groups, and then it takes a lot more intentionality to go beyond that. Not that it's impossible, and not that it shouldn't happen or that you shouldn't give that intention to manufacture things beyond that, but there's just this natural ease and tendency of groups beyond below that kind of number. And the same thing with in the context of growth and life, that sometimes not even that we shouldn't stop growing, but we need to understand the units of division within that to allow growth to happen in easy ways or in ways that are actually nourishing. And so that's all, just with everything, I guess for me, waking up today, heading to work, thinking about how can I grow things, how can I develop things. It's a bit like, well, yes, but also understanding the units of measure. And you see that with people, that they get beyond a certain degree of wealth. And again, there's studies been shown that for the well-being of children, the household income of, I believe it was somewhere between about $120,000 to $140,000 a year, a household income, obviously you've a household that has income, so there's enough food and shelter and all that kind of stuff for children to grow in. And the studies showed that beyond that level of wealth, extra wealth didn't contribute to a child's happiness, their resilience, their well-being, and even their success in life later on. Obviously, in levels very low and poverty-stricken, and there's health issues, there's literally survival issues of food and shelter and water and things like that. So again, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that, again, it's not a straight up and to the right line of progress and success and inverted commas growth. So there's things like that where things work to a level and then they need to adjust. And again, it was just a thought that I thought I wanted to just sort of, chew around today. Just in how, as we move forward in life and in everything that we do, whether that's applying to a family situation, your own personal growth, personal health, whether it's the health of an organization, or your business, or your financial life, or how you want to see, move forward into the future, or your plans for global domination, who knows? I just thought it was an interesting kind of side of things that I've been kicking around. So maybe in how we're trying to move forward, maybe we're hitting these ceilings or limits, and they're not necessarily just in not being able to do things better, but maybe we need to reframe it into packets and packages and to see things continue to develop and grow and be full of life.